Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for your prayers and your support and your letters of encouragement. Good morning, Lady Liberty. How are you doing?
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, it is fired up. We're all fired up, excited about the winter wonderland that we see out there right now.
It's beautiful. Fired up about ice.
Yes. Oh, man, I should have cued that song of Fire and Ice. It would have been so great.
I know. How would we know, though, right?
Yeah. So, man, there's plenty to be fired up about. I kind of threw out a little teaser there about traitorous activity within Congress voting to support, well, I said Al-Qaeda, but this is an organization. I'm going to get to this in a little bit. The Global Islamic Movement, which includes Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, and the entire Islamic world at the head of state level. So there's more to this. I'm going to share the story. This is clearly treasonous. And this is exactly what you were talking about in your book, 444,
yeah,
with the Ezra 9 and 10, holding these people to account.
Yep.
And filing criminal charges against those who commit treason and who break the law of, voter laws.
Who support
and,
communism.
Right, exactly. Yep. Anything that's in violation of Article 4, Section 4, which guarantees a republic.
Yep.
A republican form of government. Well, this is pretty cool because John Guandolo, former FBI agent, and then after leaving the FBI, he was a contractor specializing in Islamic jihadi intelligence for the government. Now he's the head, editor, if you will. He runs understandingthethreat.com website. And man, have they grown. He's got an expose. I'm going to share this with you. He's calling for the arrests of those who voted to support this. For treason,
wow.
For sedition, for conspiracy to overthrow the government, and aiding and abetting, for starters, and punish each to the fullest extent of the law if convicted.
No way.
Yes.
Could you say that one more time?
Okay. For this, which I'm going to cover more in detail, understanding the threat calls on appropriate, that's UTT, the group, the organization, calls on appropriate authorities to arrest and charge every member of Congress who voted for this bill with treason, sedition, conspiracy to overthrow the government, and aiding and abetting, for starters, and punish each to the fullest extent of the law if convicted.
And that's John Guandolo.
That's John Guandolo. And,
hooray yep, for him.
Absolutely. And 219 Democrats voted right down party lines to advance the strategic objectives of the Global Islamic Movement.
Wow.
Yep. And that is to impose the barbaric Islamic law called Sharia on American citizens.
Wow.
Yep. There's no other law that's legal here. No other form of governance is legal other than a republic.
I am so proud of John yep. Guandolo for doing that.
Yep. That means communism. That means socialism, fascism, Islam. Islam is illegal in the
yes,
United States.
That's right. Yep. Every last bit of it. If it's not a Republican form of government, it doesn't belong here.
Right. You can hold those private views. Oh, I wish we had socialism here. Great.
Well, and not
you
only
try
does,
to implement it, it's illegal.
And not yeah, exactly. Not only does it not belong here, it's flat out illegal.
That's right.
Yep. So, oh my gosh, that'll make my whole month.
I know, exactly.
That is phenomenal. I can't even believe, geez, that's worth, okay, we're celebrating today.
Well,
this whole
we
weekend.
Isn't that something to be fired up about?
It's
the fact
so
that they passed
awesome.
It?
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to read this from this article here in a little bit, but I know we have the word of the day to get to.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
looking
that's
forward
exciting.
To find out what the Lord has revealed to you this morning.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, geez. So we've got good news on top of good news, right?
That's right. We're so fired up about good news today.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's true. Well, and so, gosh, praise God for that. For that news, first of all, and then praise God for this other good news out of the Bible, right? That's what the gospel is. It's the good news. And so the word of the day comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 13. And the verses I'm going to cover are only a few intermittent verses in chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. So I won't read them all, of course, because that would take too long. But I would encourage you to read all of them once you get home from work or whenever you have the first chance. But the importance of Jeremiah chapter 13 is the Lord is using symbols to punish the pride of Judah and Jerusalem. And the first verses, one,
punish them for pride.
Yes, for their pride. And so the first verses 1 through 11 are about the symbol of the linen sash. And I'm just going to kind of summarize what that is about, where he told Jeremiah to take a linen sash and tie it around his waist, go to the Euphrates and bury it there next to the river, and then come back. And then he tells him a little while later to go back and dig it up. And when he digs it up, it's basically ruined. And the Lord tells him to tie it back around his waist. And then it says in verse 8 through 11, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, 'Thus says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who follow the dictates of their hearts and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sash, which is profitable for nothing. For as the sash clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and their whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory. But they would not hear." And so then in verses 12 through 18, I'll just read that because that's pretty succinct.
Okay.
And that reads under the title, "The Symbol of the Wine Bottles. Therefore, you shall speak to them this word, 'Thus says the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine,' and they will say to you, 'We will not certainly know that every bottle will be filled with wine.' Then you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings who sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Lord. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but will destroy them.'" And then under the title, "Pride Precedes Captivity," starting in verse 15, it says, "Hear and give ear. Do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains. And while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock has been taken captive.
Wow.
Say to the king and to the queen mother, 'Humble yourselves, sit down, for your rule shall collapse the crown of your glory.'" And that's it. And so,
pride versus humbling yourself.
Yes. And
that's amazing.
And for those who won't hear him, their pride is, it's like they're trading their pride for God. They would rather be proud than have God, right?
Wow.
And so they refuse to hear, they refuse to give an ear, and they won't give the glory to the Lord your God. It says, give glory to the Lord your God. Do not be proud, right? And so...
Don't take the glory for yourself.
Right.
Glorify him for all things.
For all things. Give him the glory. And it's just... I just had to read as much of that as I did because it just is reflective of the people today and them refusing to hear God, refusing to hear anything about God, mm-hmm. even. They're trying to get him out of everything, and they're fighting against it. And the touching part of God's character is evident in verses 17 and 18, where he says, "But if you will not hear it, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive." And so here again, we see one of the, this is kind of like, what is that? It's like almost like a dichotomy where he is love and he is mercy, but he is also just.
Yes.
And so where he has been merciful and loving this whole time, now he has to be just and he has to have them taken away into captivity because of their pride and their refusal to hear him. And so it's striking to me as we're in this situation that we're in with a communist coup, with this shadow government that denounces God and wants to dethrone God under the title of communism, right? To dethrone God and destroy capitalism, right? Well, that is somebody that's proud. That is somebody that's very proud.
Yeah.
Anybody that thinks that they can dethrone God instead of giving God the glory is so extremely lost in their pride that they're almost unreachable.
And so many that are, just like we mentioned yesterday, are at the head steering this nation fit that.
Yeah.
And we all have to check ourselves. I mean,
definitely.
Look what he's willing to do just over pride. That's just the condition of the heart. That's not like murder, right? Or abortion, murdering a baby. Or we think big ticket items.
Right.
But something as easy to overlook as pride, how serious he takes that. That makes you want to do a real heart check.
It does. It does. And to humble yourself. I mean, if you're not sure if you're proud or if you're acting proud or if what you're doing or saying might be considered proud in God's eyes, there's something that you can do with yourself about that. You can humble yourself. And now the Hebrew word for humble is shafel, and that definition is to make low, depress, sink, lower, set in a lower place, lay low, descend, humble, abase. And so basically, set yourself in a lower place.
Yes.
Right? Make yourself low. Anytime you're not sure if you're being prideful or if what you're doing might be considered pride in God's eyes, just take a few minutes and humble yourself. Bring yourself down low. That can't hurt.
Right. And somebody put it really well. They said humility or being humble is not thinking less of yourself. It's about thinking of yourself less.
It's thinking
of
yourself,
others and the Lord first.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that and comparing yourself to God. Compare yourself not to other people. Compare yourself to God and be humble. Humble yourself. Because next
to him...
We try
to make ourselves look pretty good comparing ourselves to other people.
Yeah, and that's not supposed to be our comparison.
That's right.
And probably could be the source of all sorts of pride. But if we compare ourselves to somebody that is holy and perfect and knows everything there is to know.
Well, this is such an important topic because we're talking about a matter of national security. This is not just Christian living.
Right.
How to get more out of your Christian walk. This is a national security issue.
Yeah.
The nation was prideful. The people, the leadership, everything about them, which led them into captivity.
Yes.
They were that far gone in their pride that
they're going to cast off God.
Right. So this is a really serious issue for especially as Christians, the Christians.
It's a national security threat, actually.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the whole point of pride precedes captivity, and we have on our horizon wide open borders with the enemies flooding in. We've got Russia and China partnering up, wanting to divvy up the United
States. They just had another video conference the other day talking about NATO and the U.S. and how aggressive we're being about the Ukraine and Taiwan issue.
Right.
So, yeah, they're teaming up.
Right. And so this all ties in and just dovetails so nicely into what is going on and what this nation needs to do, and quickly.
Yes.
I mean, so with like 444 and how Jonathan Kahn and Sidney Powell are leading that first effort down there in Florida with that big meeting in Florida on January 8th. And that meeting is about recommitting to God.
Yeah.
The nation recommitting to God, recommitting to the law, his law, and the Constitution, and bringing in all the leaders and the pastors and joining together and recommitting to God.
And holding those accountable who are acting unlawfully.
That's right. Yes. And so that is right there, the beginning of this nation being called to repentance and revival and restoration.
Yep.
And so that's what 444 is about. And that's what we're going to be doing up here as well.
Yep.
So, this is the beginning. This is going to be the beginning of an absolute necessity for this nation. If pride precedes captivity, that is absolutely a national security threat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good. This is a great word of the day, great expansion. It applies to all of us. Start right now.
Yeah. You know, glory to God. Give all the glory
to God.
If you
haven't been doing it right, had the right heart, fix it. Start right now.
Yep.
And get it fixed.
Admit it and quit it.
Exactly. We'll talk about some other national security issues as well on the other side of the break. Redoubt Report brings us the headline, 103 Marines discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine.
Oh, yes.
There's a national security threat.
See, I have that same article.
Oh, my goodness. Well, stay strong out there. This segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher behind the microphone at the podcast Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. And we'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Joyful.
Communists set out to brainwash the people, to destroy their will to freedom, to wipe out their religion and culture.
Hello, patriots. Abraham Lincoln here. I am reminded of a time back in 1773 when the Sons of Liberty, including Samuel Adams and John Hancock, broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing hundreds of crates of tea into Boston Harbor. We celebrate that historic event daily here at Minutemen Coffee, for on that day in 1773, American patriots began drinking coffee, and the rest is history. We believe that all men are created equal. Coffee is not. Come taste it for yourself, and you will agree. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily, whole bean, ground, or in patented pods. We invite you to come celebrate with us at www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This segment is brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It is legal defense for self-defense. If you find yourself in a situation where you must defend yourself, whether you're facing a criminal or a civil lawsuit because you had to defend yourself, they have lawyers in every state that specialize in self-defense and Second Amendment law. What a great gift, too, for somebody that you love, if you already have it. But if not, get it. You can't afford not to have it, especially if you are a listener or an Amron member. You get the affiliate link discount, which comes out to just be $11 a month. And you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, scroll down until you find that U.S. Law Shield banner. Click on that, and that is the affiliate link to ensure that you get that discounted rate. Lady Liberty, segment two here. How you doing over there?
Well, excellent. And everyone, welcome back to Fired Up Friday if you're just joining in. And boy, we've got some crazy news fronts, of course, with the Navy starts the process of discharging sailors who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine.
Wow.
And says that unvaccinated sailors can change their minds and get the vaccine after the deadline. But listen to this. It says that the announcement comes after the Air Force confirmed earlier this week that it has discharged 27 of its members after COVID-19 vaccine refusal. And in a formal guidance on Wednesday to commanders, the Navy outlined how to carry out administrative separation of service members who refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccine. And they said that in order to ensure a fully vaccinated force, the U.S. Navy policy is, first, that all Navy service members receive the vaccine as directed, and second, that any who refuse the vaccine be processed for separation at the earliest possible opportunity. And then the least favorable characterization of service for Navy service members refusing the vaccine without extenuating circumstances will be general under honorable conditions, he added.
General discharge. Okay. I was wondering about
that. Yes. And then according to the guidance for Navy members who are approved to retire or voluntarily leave the service by June 1st, 2022, they can do so through an expedited process, which would result in an honorable discharge if there are no extenuating circumstances. But for those that are not eligible to retire or voluntarily leave the service by June 1st, 2022, and don't have an approved exemption, they will be discharged on the basis of misconduct for refusing the lawful order to be vaccinated.
Wow.
Those with less than 6 years of service will receive an honorable characterization of their military service, which means they can retain their VA benefits, including in health care and education assistance. Those with more than 6 years of service would receive a general characterization, still under honorable conditions, but sailors can request for an honorable characterization.
Right.
And so it says that an officer enlisted service members separated based on vaccine refusal will not be eligible for involuntary separation pay, the guidance states. It says that 98% of the Navy is fully or partially vaccinated. Can you believe that?
Wow.
98%.
And they don't report all of the heart inflammation, strokes, all of the side effects that come from this. We hear about it from individual service members,
yeah,
but it's buried. It's buried from the news. I've seen doctors, military doctors, talk about what they have seen this doing to our military service members.
Right.
But otherwise, zip, you don't hear anything, just crickets.
Well, it says also that the Navy has yet to grant any requests for religious exemption. 2,705 people have filed religious exemption requests, which are undergoing review.
That's all?
Yeah. Sailors will not be discharged while their requests are pending. And so that's kind of crazy. They could care less what your religious stance is.
Right.
So, right.
Wow. Whoa, man. Pray for our service members that are standing firm and holding the line and not allowing that poison to be put into their bodies. That's just...
That's right.
Just so sad.
Those people that refuse are doing the right thing. Oh my gosh. And unfortunately, the dishonorable discharge, basically on the basis of misconduct,
right,
for refusing the lawful order to be vaccinated. It's not lawful. It's not lawful.
That is, if they call it lawful.
Oh, brother.
They just redefine stuff. They just say whatever they want.
Yep, exactly.
Well, just like this. Here's a great example. Once again, let's go back to understandingthethreat.com. Doing a great job over there. John Guandolo is he's awesome. I was at a a conference where he spoke, and he just laid it all out there. The intelligence is just about the Islamic threat. It was pretty alarming, but once again, it gets buried, right?
Right.
His title, and this came out on Wednesday, traitorous Democrat, Democrats, plural, unanimously vote with ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas? Oh, Muslim Brotherhood. So the article reads, 219 Democrats voted to advance the strategic objectives of the global Islamic movement, which includes Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, and the entire Islamic world at the head of state level to impose the barbaric Islamic law called Sharia on American citizens. By passing the House Resolution 5665 by a vote of 219 to 212, votes straight down the party lines, the Democrats openly and directly align themselves with foreign entities advocating for the overthrow of the American Republic and the enslavement of American citizens.
Holy cow.
Yeah. The bill was submitted and advanced for by jihadi Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, who works directly with the designated foreign terrorist organization Hamas, doing business as CARE, that's the Council on American-Islamic Relations, as well as many other prominent U.S. Muslim Brotherhood organizations on an ongoing basis to overthrow the U.S. government. You and I are familiar with this,
right?
But this is new to a lot of people. You can go to understandingthethreat.com and just see not just this article, but all of the research that's exposing it. This is treason.
In a huge way. This is almost like Hamas running Congress right now.
Right, exactly. So this is called Combating International Islamic Act. Now, this is a similar bill. This was put forward in the U.S. Senate by Senator Cory Booker, communist, New Jersey. According to the official congressional website, the bill is summarized as Combating International Islamophobia Act. This bill establishes within the Department of State the office to monitor and combat Islamophobia and addresses related issues. Of course, anytime you stand, they've got slander here. If you're going to slander Islam, it just goes on and on. Read the article for yourself at understandingthethreat.com. It's titled Traitorous Democrats Vote with Al-Qaeda. You've got to read this and share this information with your fellow patriots.
That's right. And support John Guandolo in his prosecution and filing charges of all those congressmen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
All right. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. You guys have a blessed weekend. Join us Monday morning right here at 7 a.m.
Have a faith-filled, fired-up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.